Good morning and welcome to another Word of Truth Outreach podcast. I'm your today's host, Kent Lee, and my co-host, well, she said I was the co-host and she was the host. So nevertheless, she called me a sidekick, but the deal is she's out of commission today. So with her consent, I'm going to try to go on with this word for today. And I hope that something will be said that will help you along your way. And I hope and pray that she will be here the next time. But nevertheless, we will have patience until she can be here. Busy lady as always, and just, you know, go through a few things, and that's just how it is. But we're going to try to cover a subject today that can cover some bases to questions that we might have concerning things in our walk. You know, how sometimes we feel like, you know, we just cry out hard to God for something that we may be going through, some things we might be encountering, but nevertheless, seems like he don't hear us. But I got answers to that today, so we hope that something will be said in this particular book that we're going to cover will let you know that this is the reason why sometimes you're not being heard and your prayer may not be answered. Amen. So we want to talk today on the book of 1 John. Here is found a lot of answers to questions we may have in some point of our walk with God. There is no mistaking to the question, why isn't the Lord hearing me when I cry out to him in prayer? First, he tells us this in Psalms 34. These are the steps to reach him, to allow him to see and to hear our distress signal, which is our prayer. First verse, Psalms 14, tells us to depart from evil and do good and seek and pursue it. Now, some of us feel like that you know, can still get our prayers answered, even though we might be doing some things that is contrary to what the word tells us we need to be doing. We still have this thing in the back of our head that God is still going to answer my prayer no matter what, because I gave my life to him back there in 19 so-and-so. So he's going to hear me when I ask him to do something because I belong to him. But I got news for you today. Sin will always separate you from the love of God. It's not that God won't love you, but the love of God is him coming in and making sure that he is hovering over you to take care of you in every situation. Every now and then, as we have said in the past, we need to take inventory. Inventory will allow you to see some things that is missing in your life that will please God, that will give him the go ahead and rescue you in a time of trouble. So inventory will show you some things about yourself that maybe you haven't gave notice to, that would allow you to correct, that God can come in and do what he's supposed to do. It says again, to depart from evil and to do good, seek peace and pursue it. Verse 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Key word here, righteous. So I want you to understand, God will constantly watch over you when you are considered his righteous. Now, I stated that sin would separate you, and that's what would separate you from being called the righteous. So you got to go back and regroup, repent, and just do things over that God may see you, and you might register with God. So his eyes is upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. See, this is a promise here. God is saying, you know, my eyes are on you. My ears are listening. If you are considered righteous, I'm going to be there for you. But the question is today, why don't he hear me sometimes? And that's what we're trying to cover here. This is the answer that we're trying to give you today to let you understand why you're not being answered sometimes. Because here in verse 15, it says that his eyes is always on you and his ears is always open to hear you cry. Come on here. So when you decide to change your dance partner to leave your worldly ways and adopt the ways of the Lord, come on here, somebody, and become how he expects you to be, he will accept us as being righteous. That's the key there, being righteous. This isn't your version of how you should be to be accepted by him, but it's by his standards. Come on here, somebody. Because we are going to change or to hold on to something that we ain't ready to do, to do away with or to let go. So your standards ain't going to work in this to make you be righteous in his sight. Okay. Now, it's more beneficial if we would do it his way and not the way of the world. And by being righteous his way, this makes him head and the monitor of our spiritual emergency management system. So that means anytime, no matter where, when, and how, you cry out to him, he's going to hear you and is going to take care of everything that concerns you, because his eyes are on you and his ears is listening to your cry, because you are the righteous. Like, man, I tell you what, I like the sounds of that, that makes him head of our spiritual, and he monitors, as being the spiritual, our emergencies to come in and take care of them. Now, when that happens, you can cry and be heard, because this places him on spiritual watch duty. Get this, y'all, 24/7, 365 days per year on your behalf to hear us when we cry. Whenever and however, each time we cry out to him for help, and that's in every area of our life. There is nothing that's left out when it concerns every area. That means you can cry about anything, any concern, any situation, any circumstances, and he's going to hear you and deliver you from that. Verse 16 said, the face of the Lord, listen at this, is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Now, it's not about the magnitude of sin that you commit, but it's the fact that you sin. It's the fact that you're doing something that God doesn't agree with that causes us to be cut off from his presence. So it's not about the severity of it, but the fact of the matter is there is something that is separating us. So his face is upon them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. So if you are still caught up being the way you feel is right for you and doing it your way, it will cause the Lord to shut you out of his presence. Come on here, somebody. I know for a fact, sometimes things aren't going to work how you want them to, but spouses aren't acting right, children out of order, hard-headed, boss on the job treating others better than they're treating you. This is the right time to stay in your lane. Come on here, somebody, and let God fight your battle for you. No matter what we are faced with, and no matter what we are up against, stay in character. This will keep you registered as righteous in his sight. Oh, I know I'm getting an amen on this. James went on to say in verse 5, but whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Verse 6 says, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also, listen at this, to walk even as he walked. Come on here, somebody. So walking with him, his way will keep you on his radar. Trouble can come, needs can arrive, but nothing by any means will overtake us. Come on here, somebody. Back to Psalm 34, now 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivered them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh or near unto them that are of, listen at this, broken heart, and saveth such as to be a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. So, 1 John tells us to confess our sins to be cleansed from all unrighteousness. It goes on to say it was written to us to sin not. And by chance, if we do have a sin, we have an advocator waiting to fix our mistakes. Don't that sound good? God can listen to us when we are distorted, but he won't hear us. Oh, my God. There's a difference in listening and hearing. Come on. Verse 12 says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sakes. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abide in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Now, this covers everyone. This covers everybody on the radar, everybody on the chart. This covers. So there's nobody left out. If you living like he expect you to, and he can call you the righteous, you're not left out of anything, simply because you have been in the word and you have overcome the wicked one, and you decided to change your way of life and to live holy and acceptable. Amen. Now God is saying, I can hear you. I can deliver you from your distresses. If we stay in our lane, walk as him, as we walk with him, we are covered by his blood. My whole point today is not walking in perfected light will cause our health not to be watched over. It will cause poverty. It will cause us to be canceled. It will cause your favor to be canceled. And it will cause mercy to be occasion and not 24/7. Come on here. James went on to say in verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are of the world. See, now here, that's the point we get to sometimes, or the part we get to sometimes, that's hard to separate us from the things of God and the ways of the world. There are things that the world encounter to this, something that they do daily that we feel like we got to be a part to. Like, might as well tell the truth, like getting up and caught up in some of these old drama series on the TV, as we have said before, and get caught up into that and get so deep into it that we got to record it when we ain't even there, so that we won't miss our episode. Come on here. Now, these are things that the world is doing. If you're going to record anything, record the ways of God. The Bible says, set your affections on things up above, not on things of the earth. So we got to love the things of God greater than the things of the earth. You know, don't get caught up into those drama series that you live it out, that you get to commenting on them, and knowing all the while there are actors, and what they're doing is acting out lies and not the truth. Come on here, somebody. I know I'm talking right. So we got to get it together. This is the only way God can take us out of some of the things that we're in. Amen. He said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You see, there are so much and many things that can be classified as being world. Our attitude can be worldly, so come from it. Our actions can be worldly, so come from it. Our expectation can be worldly, so come from it. Our desires can be worldly, so come from it. Verse 16 said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. To sum it up in a nutshell, live to be heard in a time of need, a time of trouble. Let's finish with a few scriptures, finishing up James, and we're going to get right on out of your way. Behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Uh-oh. Key here. Being called the sons of God, the daughters of God, will allow us to be recognized as the righteous, as I've been saying all along. And when we get into that plateau with God, oh my God, there ain't nothing that can come that's going to overtake us in no kind of way. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. He loves us enough to want us to be sons and daughters. And him knowing us is so much larger than the world knowing us. I'd rather for God than no man to have me on his radar whole lot greater than I would the things of the world. Because God will see about us. He done said in his word what he would do for his righteous, his people. Amen. So, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Going back to what I was saying earlier, you cannot be like him if there's sin in your life. You cannot be like him if you're not listening to godly directions. You cannot be like him. And he, like the word says, you're going to see him for who he is. And you're supposed to be somewhat like him when he yet appear. And every man, listen at this. This is the key. Verse 3 says, and every man that had this hope in him purified himself. Uh-oh. So that means if you have hope to seeing Jesus as he is, you have hope to live in that standard that he has placed on your life. He said, you will purify yourself. Amen. And even as he is pure, admit to it or not, but we are still carrying a lot of baggage that needs to be let go. Hang-ups that's hindering our protection plan, a restoration process. Now, we are holding on to some things that is hindering him from moving us like we need to be moved upon. Come on here, somebody. Whosoever committed sin, listen, transgressed also the law, for sin is the transgressor of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abided in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Come on here. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. So that kind of sort of allow you to even look at yourself sometime. And if you know you are out of the boundaries of what God considered to be righteous, you know you ain't right. So why don't you just back up and pump, regroup, do that thing over again so that God can have you registered as the righteous. Because that's the, you know, that's the step that comes to the point where it's a matter of life and death. When you need God and you call on God, you want him to come to your rescue. But if there's something as small as sin that's going to hinder him from letting his eyes see you and his ears hear you, then you're going to end up with a whole lot of things that you don't want. And a whole lot of things don't belong to somebody that consider themselves to be righteous. So it's time to regroup and give it over again. Number 8 says, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Come on here. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. So that tells me right there, if the Spirit of God, if the seed of Jesus is inside of you, the Holy Ghost, you will not commit sin because you are living according to that standard. And he had to think something of you to put his spirit inside of you. So what have you done to lose that spirit? Come on here. So if you know for yourself after you inventory that you have some things that's out of line, then you need to get it back in line because we're going to get attacked by some things. We in the world, but not of the world. But things are going to attack us, and we got to have someone that can come in and take care of us when we attack. When the enemy want to throw diabetes on you, you need someone that can do away with that. When the enemy come in and give you high blood pressure, you need someone that can do away with that. So it's good to stay righteous. It's good to stay in him so that when time comes, he can take care of us. Amen. Again, verse 9 says, whosoever is born of God do not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. That means your mind is on the things of God, not on the things of earth. You're not thinking about what they done in that drama series. I can't wait to see it next week and see how it's going to end up. Is Jim Bob going to leave Susan May? Now, this ain't what you should be concentrating on. He said, his seed is in you, so you're going to think about the things of God. And when you start thinking about the things of God, you're going to become like Jesus. And when you become like Jesus, you are going to be considered perfect in the sight of God. May not be perfect in man's sight, but you're going to be perfect in the sight of God. So therefore, there are things that can't stay in you because God's going to make sure it has to leave. Come on here. Verse 10 says, in this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So most of what was read here today is the reason why times we are just plain and simple ignored or not heard. Our ways have to please him. Proverbs 16:7 says it like this. When a man ways please the Lord, He make even his enemies be at peace with him. What enemies are you talking about, Kent? Our help, like a resources, anything that's not for us. Verse 8 said, better is a little with righteousness than great refuse without right. Oh, man. So we have to live such a life that God can just come into our rescue. You know, sometimes, you know, you might not even have time to utter. You might lose your voice and can't speak. So how can God know what you need? Your life will allow him to see every need that's in your spiritual realm. So the enemy is subject to attack your voice because he knows there's power in prayer. So he's subject to get it where you can't pray. So keep yourself so God can look upon you and hear what your spirit is crying out to him for, that he can come into your rescue. This is why sometimes your prayers are not being answered, because there are things that you have left in a sinful state. Instead of doing as the word says, confess your sins, and he was faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So confess those things on a daily basis to clear yourself. That don't mean that you got the right to go out there and deliberately do something when you know you've already asked him to forgive you for a certain area. Don't go out there and do the same thing over and over. Try to regroup. Try to get better. Try to do better. Asking him to strengthen you. Ask him to show you the way to perfection in him, and not try to go back to the things that he has delivered you from. You know, don't be entangled again with the yokes of bondage, as the word says. But stay so he can hear you. So for those of you that have a question why sometimes your prayer not been answered, because you got some things in your life that is covered, that got to be uncovered for God can come in and do what he wants to do. You got to be clean. You got to be acceptable in his sight, so that he can come in and do everything that you're calling on him to do. Amen. I'm so thankful that the Lord has allowed me to go to this portion of the word that it might shed light to someone that might be going through something, that might feel like God has left him. You know, when God don't come, it don't mean it's his fault. That means there's something that got to line up with him, because God is going to move in his perfect will, in his perfect time. But our lifestyle will allow that perfect to be a whole lot sooner than later. Amen. So I thank God for his word today, and I pray that it have touched base with someone and that someone got something out of this. And that's the key to being heard. You got to repent. Do your first work over so you can start the slate clean and allow God to register you as the righteous. Amen. So that he can hear you. His eyes will be upon you and the face be upon you. In Jesus' name. Truly, we thank God for the word, and we're down to the end, and we thank you for it, and hopefully we'll be back on next week, and hopefully God will birth something in us again. The Lee family requires your prayer at all times, because truly, we can't give up. We're not going to give up, and I know God is able to deliver us from everything that the enemy tried to throw our way. Until we meet again, this is how Ben Kent Lee, Word of Truth Outreach Podcast, and we out. Be blessed. Take care.